frustrating is this loss. Obviously, you wanted to go into the bye week with some momentum, and just weren't seeming to get into a flow today.
Yeah, I mean, you want to come out of a, you know, a game like this with a victory. We didn't get that. It's very upsetting. But at the end of the day, we got a bye week. We got to come back ready to go. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. I don't expect any of the players to feel sorry for themselves. So we'll come back ready to go.
Robert, can you talk about the struggles in the red zone today? And do you think the offense has had maybe its two toughest games the last 2 weeks?
I mean, you know, we just got to punch it in. It's the bottom line. We get down there. We work hard to get down there. We got to come away with 7 points, not 3 points. Everybody understands that. And it's something that we'll get better at. I mean, you know, the past 2 weeks we haven't been able to do it. But after the bye, I mean, I think you'll see a different team.
Robert, how are your ribs? Is anything else besides that ailing you?
No, I mean, I'm fine. I'll be ready to go. No one's ever going to question the fight that I have inside of myself to be the greatest and to help lead this team to victory. So it doesn't matter what it is. I'll make sure that I continue to help my team win games, and it starts right after the bye.
Considering that, what was your mindset in the fourth quarter, the second to last drive, when you jumped into that tackle and were flipped around?
Get the first down. It's the bottom line. I mean, you know, guys see that. They see their quarterback out there putting it on the line every single play. It makes them want to put it on the line every single play. So, you know, it's more about, you know, inspiring guys to go out and no matter what the score is, no matter what the down and distance is, we can make it happen because we're the ones that are out there.
Robert, at the end of the game, what were you particularly unhappy with? The outcome, the execution of the last play, or the play itself?
Everything. I mean, the outcome of the game, period. We didn't execute the play that we wanted to execute. And it's a bad feeling when you're walking off the field knowing that you just didn't, you know, you didn't go out there and execute like you wanted to. You know, that's what we talked about. It's all about execution. So people are going to criticize. They're going to criticize the coaches. They're going to criticize the players. And they're going to say that a drastic change needs to be made. But I don't feel that way. I feel it's on us, on the players, to make sure we go out there and play, regardless of what coach calls, offense, defense, or special teams. We're the ones out there playing. We got to make plays happen.
Last 2 weeks, you all have scored your two lowest outputs. Are defenses starting to get an idea of what you all are running, or were you guys more so stopping yourselves?
I think we were stopping ourselves. I mean, you put stuff on tape, teams are going to try to stop you. But in my opinion, we had plays to be made, and we just didn't make those plays.
Having said that, what do you guys really need to work on, focus on to get sharper during the bye week and then heading into the game coming out of the bye?
I think guys just need to make sure they continue to stay tough, you know, in between the years. You don't want to feel sorry for yourself ever. You don't want to accept defeat. You know, that's something that I'll never accept. You try to continue to get better. And just make sure you go out there with no excuses. It doesn't matter what the temperature is, if the sun's bright and it's in your eyes. It doesn't matter what it is. You don't have any excuses. You go out there and you make plays happen.
Robert, you and Cam embraced there at the end of the game. Can you talk a little bit about what was said?
I mean, just, you know, he gave me his number, you know, told me to contact him. You know, basically, you know, we're both two young quarterbacks in this league, you know, trying to get better, trying to lead our teams to victory. You know, I told him I think that his team has a lot of talent and that, you know, the possibilities are endless for them. And I feel like this. I feel the same way about our team. You know, the media will say your record is what you are, but I just don't feel like that. You know, our record is what we are.
With the bye coming up, do you feel like you'll take a break, head to Texas, or is it back to the classroom?
I have no idea what I'm going to do. But, you know, I promise you I'll come back and I'll be a better quarterback the second half of the season for us, for this team. And, you know, prayerfully everybody else comes back with the same mindset.